Big Fork Brands brings bold bacon sausage, paleo pork jerky, and Chicago-style sauces to your table. Enjoy rich, smoky flavors made with sustainable ingredients and chef-crafted care. Enjoy an exclusive 20% discount with our promo code DNZ. Find them at BigForkBrands.com. That's 20% off using our promo code DNZ at BigForkBrands.com.
Order up.
It's time for us to order up.
Order up, order up.
It is Royal Rumble season, like we said in our interview with D'Lo Brown. And it got us thinking, what are the greatest surprise in Royal Rumble history? And that's what we're ranking today. Our biggest Royal Rumble surprise from 5 to 1. What do you got, D?
All right, so I went a little traditional, but a little unconventional at the end. All right. So I'm going to start off with 2017 Royal Rumble, Goldberg.
Okay.
Goldberg enters, eliminates Lesnar in seconds. Kind of a big deal. Okay. Number 4, Mr. Perfect entered the 2002 Royal Rumble when he was fired months earlier. He just showed up and was in the Royal Rumble. Which was really cool at the time. It was Mr. Perfect. I was a Mr. Perfect fan. It was pretty cool. Number 3, I'm going to go 1992 Royal Rumble Ric Flair. At the time, I believe he was still with WCW, or he might even still been the champion of WCW, but he entered as number 3, and he lasted the longest I'd ever seen anybody last, and he winded up winning. Number 2, I'm sure this is going to be on your list, but I think John Cena, right? I don't remember the. I think it was just in 2008.
Nailed it.
Right?
Yeah.
He tore his pec in October 2007. 6 to 12 month recovery. Entered at number 30 and won. The number 1 is one of the most recent ones. I think it was last year. Last year. Where the YouTuber Speed.
Oh, yeah.
So, he, I guess a wrestler got hurt. Going into the Rumble, he got hurt. So Speed entered as number 8. And he took a spear from Bron Breakker that I felt. And then Bron Breakker put him and threw him, gorilla pressed him and threw him over the top rope. And I actually, me and my wife watched it and we both felt for that kid. Because he was a kid and he's running off the rope. And Bron Breakker tried to break him in half. He took the spear and then got thrown over the top rope. Those are mine. What are yours? What do you got, Z?
Elevate your coffee routine with Strong Coffee Company's Black Instant Blend and Lattes. Both feature organic coffee, protein, MCTs, and adaptogens for sustained energy and mental clarity. You can use our discount, DANDZ, and you can use that code at strongcoffeecompany.com.
I mean, those are some good choices, absolutely. You had some that were advertised in advance, other ones that were, you know, definitely, like, total shocks. I'm going to go more on the total shock route. We're going to start with the 2011 Royal Rumble. That was the one where it was 40 entrants, and it was, like, the biggest Royal Rumble ever. Why? I don't know. So we got the Nexus, we have the Core, we're going to add to it. Like, we're just trying to make this as big as possible. Big Daddy Cool Diesel.
Oh.
You hear, I'm like, oh shit. Okay,
cool.
Here we go. And he didn't come out as Kevin Nash. He came out as Diesel. Black
That's
glove,
cool.
Silver tights, the whole thing. Like, he went full, dyed his hair black again. So, Nash went for it in
He's a Native
full.
American, right?
Nash? I'm not sure. From the... Okay. All I know is he's from Detroit via Scottsdale.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Number four, Haku in 2001. Now, this was a big deal because Haku was Ming.
Bless you.
Oh, thank you. He was the WCW Hardcore Champion at the time, and he jumped to the WWF with the belt. So he was Ming. He had the belt.
Oh, yes.
And he shows up on WWF television like, holy shit, it's Ming! Like, what the hell is he doing here? And then he ends up in a nowhere tag team with Rikishi. Like, come on now. Like, he was the Monster Ming, for Christ's sake. Like, you're telling me you couldn't get something more out of that? You couldn't get Taker and Kane versus Ming and Rikishi? Like, that could have been something.
Damn.
It could have been something. But, like, you don't expect a former WCW champion to just show up on pay-per-view. Number three, 2016, AJ Styles. You didn't expect it. There were rumors, but nothing confirmed until the music hit.
And AEW or ECW?
He was in TNA.
TNA.
He went from TNA to New Japan, and I think from New Japan to WWE. But it was not confirmed. There's just his nondescript music. Nobody had ever heard it before. And then once I Am Phenomenal came up, the place went unglued. Completely bananas for the phenomenal AJ Styles. Number two, John Cena 2008. Like, nailed that one. Like,
We
both had that as number two. But, like, the whole thing. Madison Square Garden, 30th entrant.
Probably biggest pop at a Royal Rumble.
Huge. The lights went out. Like, they did the whole thing. And then Triple H shitting a brick in the ring. Like, the whole thing. So that made it, you know, that made it exceptional.
God, and that was 20 years ago.
Crazy. And number one, for me, it's Edge of 2020.
Oh,
dude,
right.
Was out for 9 years.
Right.
Thought he could never wrestle again. Right? Had the neck fusion surgery. Won the belt from Alberto Del Rio, retires the day after WrestleMania.
What happened to Alberto Del Rio?
He's in AAA, I think, right now. I think he's gearing up for another WWE run. But, like, he had some problems, like domestic abuse problems, and, like, he was, you know, persona non grata for a while, so he was working in Mexico. But, yeah. To have that moment of, I have to retire, to 9 years later, holy shit, he's in the Royal Rumble. And you could see how much it meant to him as he was on the verge of tears, you know? Like, it was such a big deal for Edge. And, you know, as an Edgehead, like, you know, I appreciate that. Like, you can tell how much he loves the business. And for him to be back and go on the run that he went on, considering the fact that he was told he was one bump away from being paralyzed. So, one bad bump from being paralyzed.
Tables, ladders, and chairs matches will do to you.
Yeah, and apparently they were running loops of them. So, they're running ladder matches around the house show loop. So, it wasn't just what we saw on TV. So, those are killers. Those are absolute killers. But for Edge to come back the way he did, it's, you know, and he's still going. You know, he's back in AEW, and he's still performing. So, more power to him. And that was a huge moment in Minute Maid Park. Place went nuts. Like, a big stage for a big surprise return. Those are our picks. What are yours? Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com, or slide in our DMs on IG at faderoutpodcast. Drop us a line on X at faderoutdnz, and let us know what your favorite surprise Royal Rumble entrant was. It's time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.